Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And by Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And that's where we are today. Mr. Joe Talley back behind the controls again. And over here behind the microphone is Mr. Jason Kale back on our program. How are you, Jason?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on here. Great to be here, man.
Well, it's always good to have you on the show. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Tell you what. I'm going to do a fun one. It's okay. A brand new one.
Okay.
Called As One.
Here's Jason Kale. You're on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Still working that one out, man, a little bit. That's so new. But yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jason Kale here on Hunter at Sunrise. Always like it when you try out something new on us here. And that's great. It's like people haven't heard it before. It's wonderful.
Yeah, man. It's something we've been played it out maybe two or three times, and mm-hmm. it's still kind of evolving, man. But that song is kind of just inspired by how we're all connected and the choices we make individually.
Yeah. You know,
it just, that energy goes out into the world, man. Make each day count. Each day count.
I'm glad you've been keeping busy. You've been busy. I mean, I look on Facebook and I see things from you all the time. You're out playing this place, that place. You're producing this, producing that. You have really gone crazy over this pandemic. I mean, that's amazing.
I've been incredibly blessed, man. And I'm very thankful. Very thankful to have the friends I have that engage me musically on a daily basis. And, you know, I'm thankful to be teaching music at the School of Rock. That keeps me busy 2 to 3 days a week. And then,
do you do that virtually or?
Some of the lessons are done virtually, but primarily about 90% of it now is in person.
Well, that's good.
With the kiddos and some adult students. Yeah. Between that and then performing, getting to perform mostly just my original stuff, it's been a blessing. And then those occasional studio clients that I get.
Yeah. You're no stranger to this place.
Yeah, man.
We
recorded our World of Wonder album here live at Sonoqual in Portsmouth. And yeah, man, just love Joe Talley and Steve Sandcliffe, fantastic people. And,
yeah, I understand from music. Joe, you had like 300 people in this place.
No, I don't think we had 300. Maybe 75.
Oh, maybe, okay.
Maybe 75.
Well, congratulations on the record, because I've heard it on the radio, and it's just wonderful.
Thanks.
It's a real live-sounding record.
It is. I mean, we're a live band, and that's kind of what we really were after. We wanted to have that energy in the room, and, you know, the folks that come out to hear us and love what we do, they know that each show is going to be a little different.
Sure.
And so every time we go out, I kind of wrote the songs with kind of that improv state of mind and, mm-hmm. you know, where there's sections, but you could go in a lot of multiple directions every show. And I wanted to be able to capture that moment here. And yeah, they did a fantastic job of being able to do that, keep the audience engaged, but also keep the instruments isolated to where we can actually, you know, do a proper mix. Now, but because it was a live album and it was literally one take, the only thing I had to retract was my vocals because, mm-hmm. well, I was like literally sick as a dog. It wasn't the COVID. My voice went out that day.
Oh,
it was just crazy. Yeah. And,
think it was nerves or something? Or?
No, it was like a sinus infection, but it all worked out. And I tracked the vocals, and that was the only thing we had to edit, literally. We just mixed EQ'd things, and
so you
that's
went from one song to the next?
Yeah, I mean, there was a pause in between, of course, and we kind of were like, all right, are we ready to track, you know, and
right.
thumbs up from them.
Yeah.
Let the people in the studio know that, hey, all right, we're about to go live. We didn't really prohibit them making noise. I wanted interaction, you know,
right.
so you can hear some people hooping and hollering, you know.
Good.
You know, so it was fun. It was a really cool experience. Even when the record came out in, I think it was like September of last year, things have evolved since then.
Yeah.
And I think it's evolved because in a different way, because when COVID hit, like so many of the band gigs ended up just being, hey, can you just do solo acoustic?
Yeah.
You know, and it's been kind of slow going back to full band in many venues. But man, I've like, there's some of the songs that we recorded have taken on a different direction almost.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing them solo.
Yeah.
That's
and,
interesting.
And so it's been a fun and a growing experience on, you know, in that realm.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this earlier. I just want to thank you publicly for putting me onto the studio, because it has really worked out well. Jason was the one who came up with the idea of coming here and doing these sessions here. The day that he was in the garage with me doing an acoustic session, it was in the stars. I guess that's what
man.
I'm trying to say.
Well, it makes my heart happy anytime I can put friends with other good friends of mine and y'all work together and create awesomeness, which is what's happening.
Yeah.
So that's great stuff, man.
We are talking with Jason Kale here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another one here?
This is another new one, and I wrote this one back in January, maybe. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who know the kind of style of music that my band does and that we do, you know, it's the New Orleans funk, but, you know, we got a lot of syncopated lines. There's jazz elements. There's R&B elements. There's funk elements all in that gumbo. But I wrote it's actually the simplest song, and it came out just, you know, this whole age of COVID, man, really put things in perspective for me. My relationship, spiritual relationship, God, what's kind of important. So this song kind of, I was sitting on the couch and I had the guitar and this song kind of came out of me and I was just sitting strumming the guitar and I had YouTube on or something and this started happening and when I'm playing, it's just like open strings and fourths. So I'm like E, G, and then an open D. Mm-hmm. Open G, and then an open A, back to open G, and then it repeats. So man, this melody came in my head,
mm-hmm.
and a song came out, and it's probably one of the hardest songs for me to play because it's so damn simple. but I'm going to try this out. This one's called Enter the Unknown. It's just about this year of growth for me, spiritually and mindful progress, man, keeping the growth happening in our lives that Excellent. We all are, you know, striving to do each and every day.
Here's Jason Cale here on Under at Sunrise.
Up here the air is clear, I'll hold it dear, I won't let it disappear anytime soon. We're in a rat race that I can't embrace, such a disgrace. Enter the unknown. Ooh. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? The unknown to me, it set me free. Been burned to the end degree. Learning to let love in, shine on my darkest sins. This is how I began my life from here. Ooh. Ooh. Enter the We'll be right back.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Hunter.
Wow, it just kind of started out slow and just slowly builds. That's great. And I'm glad you're writing. I'm glad you're writing during this downtime.
Oh, dude, I've written so many songs, and like I have a Google Drive folder for all my bandmates. And I don't even know if I should call my band a band anymore. It's more of a collective, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, God, I love the musicians I get to make music with on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. That's Ed Williams on drums, Jock Jones on bass, Smithfield Dash, Donnell Smith on bass, Jeff Saunders on sax, and Randy Hagen. These guys, you can feel their hearts are in the music because I have no limits. When I bring a song to them, I don't tell them what to play. I tell them, be themselves. Mm-hmm. Be as musical as you want to be. I'm not going to hold you back. And we push each other. That's what music's supposed to be. And then we have that conversation, that musical harmonic vocabulary conversation on the stage, you know, or in the studio. And that is what brings the most joy to my heart. Love those moments.
We're talking with Jason Kale here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, did I read this right? I'm not quite sure, but have you been doing interviews? You've been doing interviews with artists in Gloucester?
Yeah, I've started my own little thing, and it wasn't even my idea, man. So there's a really great little venue. Well, I shouldn't say little, because it's not going to be little much longer. He's building a big stage. There's a venue called Flatiron Crossroads in Gloucester. The proprietor, owner, is Ray Friend. Fantastic person.
Yeah,
right now,
he's
in the hospital right now. And keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He's the guy with the vision, man. And it's a nonprofit venue. So he approached me about doing this show as an educational part of it, mm-hmm. and bringing different artists in, and but also engineers, educators, music educators is kind of our goal as well. Yeah, once a month I've been doing shows there, just trying to talk on a very personal level with the artist and get to know what inspires them, you know, and how they navigated the road to where they are today.
How long have you been doing this?
I did my fourth interview today.
Oh, okay.
So 4 months. So 4 months.
Are these on YouTube, or when is it?
I believe they're putting it on their Facebook page and also pay-per-view, I think, via their website.
Oh, wow.
I think it's more pay-per-view because, it's going towards a greater cause. Not in a million years, Hunter, did I ever want to host a show. I don't even know how I have friends, man. Like, when I hear myself talk, I'm like, oh, my God, how do people put up with me?
Who are some of the people you've interviewed?
So my first interview was Anthony Rizzano.
And then
the second interview was Just John. And he's a local dude I met through an R&B group I play with, Rud Jazz, occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And fantastic vocalist. He and I became fast friends about 2 years ago at a R&B gig I did. He and I became friends and traded numbers. And then he let me know. He's like, man, I made it on The Voice. And he went really far. I want to say, like, to the...
This was this past season,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, this past season.
I saw him.
Yeah, man.
The guy from Virginia Beach.
Yes, sir. Well, Newport News is where he's from, man.
Well, okay. Right. It was Newport News.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I was kind of blessed that he was at home and we could do the show. So I learned a couple of his songs. Yeah, and we played and talked. And he talked about his upbringing and also the experience of being on The Voice. And then I did Jay Sinnott, and that was fun. And
you're
was
also producing something with him, aren't you? An EP or something?
Yeah, Quicksilver Night. So this is my buddy Chip Russell, man. He is constantly writing all the time. And he's a retired military musician, mm-hmm. just like me. But he doesn't play guitar that much anymore. But he loves to write, and he's a very heady writer, man. Like, he puts, you know, rules onto paper, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to write a song using just all this, you know, and leave out this. And it's kind of like, I guess, prog rock kind of stuff.
Wow.
But the last couple of records that I've helped him track guitars for or something, mm-hmm. Have been kind of a little bit more in the jazz fusion prog rock side, a little blend of everything.
Interesting.
And Jay's played on the last two projects.
Oh, okay.
And Yeah, when I interviewed Jay, we were like, yeah, you know, this is our first time playing together. Not really. We played together on those albums.
So he didn't know you were on.
Yeah, in fact, when I finished this last project called Mr. Wizard, which, you know, I'm honored that Chip thinks that highly of me, you know, but he knows that I love all kinds of styles. I love challenging myself to play all kinds of different styles of music. So he put these three songs together. He wrote them for me, and, you know, in his own kind of stylistic way. So I tried to bring them to life the best I could. Yeah, it was funny. Like, Jay texted me after I produced it, and he was like, dude, are you kidding me? I did not know that was you on guitar the whole time I played along with it.
We're talking with Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here? I think we got a little time here.
I'll do the title track from our most recent album, and this is called World of Wonder. And this one's kind of taking on a new life, I guess you could say.
Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sunshine's upon me into the dawn of a brand new day. It's always hard starting over. Good things will come as long as I don't stray. As long as I don't stray. Yeah, and there ain't no getting younger, and there's always a bitter end, and we live in a world of wonder, and I wanna see it again. I wanna see it again. Came around a few years later, saw some things never seen before. Felt the grease of her embrace. Now I know what I'm living for. What am I living for? Yeah. see it again. Yeah, I do. I wanna see it again. I wanna see it again.
Wow. Jason Kale.
Thanks.
Man, that guitar, it sounds so incredible. Oh, my gosh. I really appreciate you doing this today. It's
thanks,
been awesome. Awesome.
Thank you very much for having me, dude.
Well, thanks for doing it, and we really appreciate it. Just keep on rocking.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, SonicWall Studios, too,
yes,
man.
Yes, and Joe Talley here at the controls. He just does such a great job, and we really appreciate all of this. Jason, thanks again.
Yes, sir.